A morning at Cloudbridge Hill.
Golden sunshine slid over the rooftops of Cloudbridge Hill, turning every window into a wink of light. Mina tied her red scarf, tucked a pencil behind her ear, and stepped outside with her fluffy cat, Puff, bouncing at her heels.
Today smelled like warm bread and adventure.
At the lane gate, her friend Rowan waved a rolled paper in the air.
My neighborhood map is missing pieces, Rowan said. The fair starts tonight. Mina grinned. Then we'll finish it together, one friendly doorstep at a time.
The Baker's Corner clue. Their first stop was Mrs. Peaberry's Bakery, where cinnamon swirls cooled on wide trays. Rowan's map had a blank spot near the square. I can never remember the shortcut, Rowan admitted. Mina asked Mrs. Peaberry, who laughed softly and pointed with a flowery spoon. Past my blue door, left at the berry barrel, right by the bell post. Puff sat politely while Mina sketched tiny buns beside the bakery symbol.
Mrs. Peaberry tucked two warm rolls into their bag. For mapmakers and helpers, she said. Windmill Lane and the Whistling Ribbons. They followed Windmill Lane, where bright ribbons tied to fence posts fluttered like laughing birds.
Old Mr. Dapple stood on a stool, trying to loop a new ribbon around a high peg. Mina steadied the stool while Rowan handed up the ribbon, and Puff chased the loose end in playful circles. Thank you, dears, Mr. Dapple said when the ribbon danced perfectly in the breeze. In return, he showed them a narrow path behind the windmill that led straight to Lantern Pond.
Rowan marked it with a little spinning wheel. Across the apple orchard. The map still had an empty patch around the orchard, so they crossed a gate painted green as mint ice cream.
Under rows of apple trees, Auntie Nor balanced a basket too heavy for one arm. Mina and Rowan carried it to her porch while Puff trotted proudly with one apple rolling between his paws.
Your stars, Auntie Nor said, handing them a simple orchard plan she had drawn for deliveries.
Rowan copied the curved tree rows, and Mina added the tiny bench where neighbors shared tea every Thursday.
The brook with the stepping stones.
At the brook, sparkling water skipped over round stepping stones. A little boy named Eli stood on the bank, frowning at a toy boat snagged by reeds.
Mina knelt, used a fallen branch, and gently nudged the boat free, while Puff supervised from a dry rock with very serious whiskers.
Eli cheered and pointed out a footbridge hidden by willow branches.
That bridge goes to the old clock path, he said.
Rowan added the bridge and drew a tiny boat beside it.
Another blank space disappeared. A puzzle in the library attic. By noon, the map looked fuller, but one whole corner remained mysterious.
They visited the Hill Library, where Ms. Fern led them to the attic of local history. Dust motes drifted like tiny stars in sunbeams. Mina found an old town sketch showing a stairway behind the clock tower garden. Rowan compared landmarks carefully, tracing roads with one finger.
Puff curled in an open trunk until he sneezed at a feather and startled everyone into giggles. With Ms. Fern's help, the missing corner finally made sense. Picnic on Sunpatch Meadow. They spread a cloth on Sunpatch Meadow for lunch, warm rolls, sliced apples, and honey tea in a flask.
Neighbors passing by paused to check Rowan's nearly finished map and offered tips. A cyclist described a safe downhill bend, twins pointed to a shortcut by the daisy field, a gardener noted where fresh water taps stood during fairs. Mina listened carefully and wrote each idea in tidy notes. Puff dozed for exactly 3 minutes, then pounced on a dancing butterfly and everyone laughed at his dramatic leap.
The mistake at Pebble Bridge.
Near Pebble Bridge, Rowan suddenly stopped. Oh no, if we use this lane, wheelbarrows can't pass.
Mina checked the notes and nodded. They had copied one turn wrong.
Instead of feeling upset, they treated it like a detective game. They tested both lanes, timing steps and checking width with a ribbon from Windmill Lane.
The wider path curved past a mural wall and reached the market faster.
Rowan fixed the line on the map, then drew a tiny cat paw by the corrected route for Puff's good scouting. Up to Lantern Lookout. For the final check, they climbed to Lantern Lookout, the highest point on Cloudbridge Hill. From there, rooftops, gardens, bridges, and winding lanes fit together like a giant patchwork quilt. Mina held one side of the map against the breeze while Rowan marked the last symbol, the fair lantern arch by the square. Puff sat between them, tail wrapped neatly around his paws, as if guarding the map from mischievous gusts.
"We did it," Rowan said softly. Mina beamed. "Everyone did it, with us. The fair begins." By evening, strings of lanterns glowed across the square, and Rowan pinned a clean copy of the finished map at the welcome table.
Families arrived with carts, instruments, and baskets, finding stalls easily thanks to the clear routes. Mrs. Peaberry hugged Mina, Mr. Dapple tipped his hat, Eli steered his toy boat in a fountain basin and waved. Rowan handed Mina a tiny compass charm.
"For the best helper on the hill." Mina clipped it to Puff's collar instead. "For the best team," she said, and the music began.